half a mobile. TFW, you did get up a little bit earlier. That's unusual.
A little bit, although I snooze it plenty of times.
He just missed Patrick. He just signed off. He's at the gate.
I figured you'd already be in the plane as well.
4 minutes out. We were over on the alternate repeater. There was some QRM on here this morning.
drinking a cup of coffee, waiting on the sun to come up and get started on my day. Gonna probably do a little fishing first thing this morning, and then I got a broken lawnmower I need to tend to this afternoon.
Ref CM said I might wait for my son to wake up eventually.
It do. I wish I was headed that way instead of work.
Bad day fishing, but a good day at work. I think we got Chandler in here. Come on in, Chandler.
Good day. Good morning, California CEF. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. I'm going to kick it back to the other fellow there and let him pick it up. And I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee and be listening. KF4NXY.
I'm talking to you this morning, and Chandler, I'm doing pretty good, although I'm now wishing I was going fishing, but I'm headed on into work, so, you know, it is what it is.
So, what you mean? Hey, did you know we reached 100 check-ins last night?
I didn't even do it myself.
I doubled with y'all, KF4NXY.
No, it's all right. You were the 100th check-in, David, and I think Dougie is more FCM is just trying to get in and make his way into the theater, waiting for his son to wake up eventually. So I guess maybe we should stop this piece up.
So yesterday? That's got a little stormy and whatnot. I'm on QSY for a minute. I'll be right back. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear for a short time.
Roger that. Fred, go ahead.
I'm just standing by, guys. My son eventually does wake up, just not as early as I do. W4FCM.
We stay hydrated today. It's going to be another hot one.
I'll do my best. I heard this morning the heat index is going to go back up to 100 to 105. So I can imagine the companies and everybody's going to be out there trying to keep us cool as well. Lucky for us, we don't have to flag with what we're doing, so there's pretty much points in time that we can, as long as we're on each end of the hurt zone, we can get in spots of shade where we can continue to watch out for the pipeline crews and, you know, make sure that they don't need us to stop traffic or something like that.
Good, you know, it helps to have some shade and a little bit of a breeze on a day like today. Have a good morning, and maybe I'll catch you on here this afternoon when you get off work. Gotta get ready for my little fishing trip this morning, and then got other things I'll be doing the first part of the afternoon, but I just wanted to touch base with you again and tell you have a good day, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Roger that, Dave. Make sure you have your fishing license on you. And I guess I'll talk to you later on down the log, 73. And do me a favor. Make sure you catch at least a 20-pound catfish. Last night.
What?
We we'd reached 100 check-ins on the net last night.
Islands that forgot to check in.
Nah, not really.
Always next Monday.
Through. I lay back on the couch and I just sat back and relaxed and didn't think no more. I think I ended up laying down before 9 o'clock.
That Sunday night, I wanted to be ready to get up and go to work yesterday.
Weird week going to work a little later and not having people to worry about, but still having to go to work. It's just, it's odd. I've enjoyed getting up a little bit later, but it's just so odd coming in and being nobody here.
The routine and it's different.
Yeah, I don't know about that now. If nobody's there, that means you could do all the handling you want to do until it's time to go in.
Some years old, but at our age, it's not that way anymore.
Why do y'all say that? Do you live busy or something?
Older, and I can't go quite as long as I used to. I can still do it, but I feel it a lot more the next day. So I try not to do that.
I'm talking about, you know, getting to work early and then sitting in the parking lot and talking on the radio until it's time to go in.
I usually don't get here early enough to stay here for a long time. I usually get here just enough time to where I got a few minutes and then I head on in. Like right now, I'm getting ready to jump off and head on in the plant.
Yeah, roger that. You definitely go to another station.
I usually don't try to get here till, you know, close to the time to go in, which is getting pretty close to now. So I guess I should say 7:30 and then start walking on in. That way I'm be ready for this 7 o'clock meeting and take my time and get everything ready. So, gentlemen, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you this afternoon or evening. And y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, KO4,
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4HKX. What are you working at today?
Rucker Mountain Road.
No way, but good, you're not in my area, I ain't got to worry about you.
Yeah, if I ever am in your area, you better not blow my stop paddle. I'll just jump right out in front of you. I'll make you stop.
Put out in traffic. For any reason.
See, you wouldn't hit me, Patrick.
Anybody intentionally, but this truck don't stop that quick.
But it's a semi, so I can understand you. You have to drive more carefully with them things because you can't stop on a dime.
On your new job.
Now, if everyone would do things the way they're supposed to do and, you know, teach everybody to do things right, it wouldn't be as worrisome to me. But I think, you know, once I get in a crew lead position, I can just do my best to do everything the way they ask us to. And if I don't see that doing it that way is the safest way, I guess I'll have to take that responsibility if somebody gets mad. But sometimes I get, you know, on the road, and you have to change the way you do things, because if you don't, you're going to get hurt real bad.
Playing in traffic, it wouldn't take much to get hurt.
But I just thought of something. You know when my mom told us not when we were little not to go out and play in traffic? Now we get paid to do it.
Yeah, but you're an adult and you can think for yourself now.
It's true. I seen one semi truck coming and I'm at it on the shoulder of the road. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get a little bit out the shoulder, because if he comes and hits that cone and that cone hits my leg, bye-bye leg, because that ain't gonna feel too good.
thing is always watch out for yourself. Keep your head on a swivel.
That's his guy, and probably I'm starting to save up for that 7,100. I'm going to try and put in 100 a week. I don't really know there's any good quality HF antennas. I'm thinking the Carolina Wind Mystery antenna would be a good one, but I'm trying to see if I can't get one that I can't put inside. So that way I ain't got to worry about the lightning risk as much.
These ham sticks, it's a vertical, like a, basically they look like CB antennas, just tuned for different bands. But I am pulling into my first stop, Chandler, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7.3s. You have a good day, and I will talk to you all down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for him.
All right, roger that, Patrick. It's a good time talking to you. Hope to catch you this afternoon. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be on the side and listening for any station that would like to have a piece of it.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. KB4FCM, standing by.
4FCM, KO4WWZ. Fred, I'm just curious. I've heard you do that pretty much every morning. Do you and your son have, like, a round table every day?
I'm sorry, Chandler, what was the question again? I missed that.
Curious, I hear you call with your son every morning, and I was just wondering, do y'all have, like, a daily round table you do?
No, I get up at 6 each morning, Chandler. I'm a retired teacher, a PhD from University of South Carolina, special ed, and taught university, then retired. He's a landscaper, and he gets up about 8, I guess. But I get up earlier, and he listens, and when everyone finishes talking, he calls me. So he listens, everybody's done, usually about 8 o'clock, but some days he's up earlier. So thanks for asking, but he lives in Easley. I've got an extra wife, has her advanced, he has his general. And I gave him a radio and an antenna. So he gets up and listens, and everybody finishes, he calls. So he will be up eventually. I don't know when. But thanks for asking. W4FCM, TR, just waiting for him.
Well, it's good to hear you this morning, Fred. What did you think about the net last night? Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I do every night. Yes, sure did.
I'm happy that we made it to 100 check-ins. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's good. I've been doing QRP up until last night, but I knew that go through until I went first. I ran my L4B. First time in probably 2 months. I didn't do QRP. But it's a beast. Puts out, if I wanted it to, 1,800 watts, but I keep it legal. But it's quite an app. Well, Chandler, so my wife gets up, I go get my shine, get going here, but just waiting for her to get up now. Maybe 7:30. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Greetings, Fred. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. I don't ever know whether I've got my coax or not. Once it's lightning, take out 2 pieces of equipment, so I leave a disconnector calling for storms again. So I'm not worth losing on equipment, so I may just leave it unhooked and skip net tonight. We'll see. W4FCM, thanks for the call, Chandler.